I fear not the dark itself, but what may lurk within it. Welcome to Lurk, bringing you creepy, strange, and bone-chilling stories, with your host, Jamie Jackson.
Hey Lurkers, welcome to this week's episode. Real quick, don't forget that Lurk will be set up at the Withville UFO Festival in Withville, Virginia on June 8th. I've turned that trip into a longer vacation that includes some haunted locations, so stay tuned for that. And then on June 15th, we will be at the Sasquatch Saturday in Sykesville, Maryland. Links to those events will be in the show notes. So let's get to our topic for this week, the Winchester Mystery House. The Winchester Mystery House is an historic landmark located in San Jose, California, and it was a personal residence of Sarah Lockwood Pardee Winchester, the widow of William Winchester. Before I get too far ahead, I want to start at the beginning of this story and share a little bit of the timeline. In 1837, William Wirt Winchester was born in Baltimore, Maryland. He was the only son of Oliver Winchester. And in 1839, Sarah Lockwood was born in New Haven, Connecticut. Sarah, who went by Sally, had, by all accounts, a happy childhood, with access to fantastic education, going on to learn four foreign languages, Latin, French, Spanish, and Italian. She studied at Yale College's Associated Female Scholastic Institution and became known for both her extraordinary intelligence and her beauty. Called the Belle of New Haven, Sarah had many admirers. On September 30th, 1862, Sarah marries William, who is a brother to one of her classmates and a member of a wealthy New Haven family. He is also the sole heir to the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. In 1866, the Winchesters experience both joy when their daughter Annie Pardee Winchester is born on July 12th, and sorrow when she dies a mere 5.5 months later from marasmus. Marasmus is severe undernutrition. It's a deficiency in all macronutrients that the body requires to function, including carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Marasmus causes visible wasting of fat and muscle under the skin, giving bodies an emaciated appearance. It occurs in the 3-month to 9-month age group, commonly due to early weaning and inadequate feeding with resultant starvation of the infant. It does not necessarily mean that they starve their child, but more than likely there was some underlying condition. Their daughter's death was followed by the death of Sarah's father in 1869. In 1873, Winchester Rifle Model 73, the gun that won the West, is released. Sarah's mother dies in 1880, and then Oliver Winchester, William's father, dies also in 1880 and leaves William the company. But at this time, William is also seriously ill and dies of tuberculosis in 1881, just 3 months after his father. So at the age of 43, Sarah Winchester inherited William's fortune of $20 million and 50% of the Winchester Repeating Arms stock. $20 million in 1881 is equivalent to $612,415,686.27 in 2024. Then Sarah's sister dies in 1884. Sarah Winchester sought a reason for all the bad luck her family had endured, specifically the tragic death of her only child and the death of her husband. But really, she suffered one loss right after the other, and she ended up wearing black for the rest of her life. She went to noted psychic Adam Coombs to ask for his help. Coombs told her that the spirits of all those killed by the Winchester rifles were now taking revenge on her family, and Sarah herself was cursed. He went on to tell her she could avoid this curse by moving out west, buying a house, and remodeling or building it following the guidance of those spirits. And the construction needed to continue nonstop. In 1885, Sarah moves from Connecticut to California, and in 1886, purchases a two-story, eight-room farmhouse that she called Yanada Villa, which will become known as the Winchester Mystery House. Beginning in 1886, Sarah Winchester began construction. Carpenters and laborers were hired full-time, and work began with no end in sight. There were workers working in two shifts, so the construction went on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ceaseless designs, redesigns, additions, and teardowns were ordered with results that were both beautiful and bizarre. There was no architect involved in the design, just Sarah Winchester's vision. Sarah is said to have consulted the spirits by holding regular seances in the mansion, and during those seances, the latest addition to the house was designed. Sarah also was said to have a fascination with the number 13. In the house, you'll find 13 windows grouped together, 13 bathrooms, 13 steps, 13 gas lights, etc. By 1904, the farmhouse had become a monstrous seven-story mansion, undoubtedly a sight to behold. It's hard to say where the expansion would have stopped if an earthquake had not damaged the top three floors and caused considerable damage to the mansion's exterior. When the 1906 San Francisco earthquake hit, the Yanada Villa was severely damaged. Though there were rumors that Winchester was trapped in the San Jose home, there is no evidence that she was there. She owned several homes in California, and after the earthquake, spent most of her time in her home in Atherton. The seven-story tower and most of the chimneys collapsed. One entire wing was destroyed, along with the third and fourth-story additions. Winchester had the rubble removed, but had little more done to the property after the earthquake. It left doors that opened to nothing, where balconies had once been, pipes that were protruding from what were once window boxes, and staircases that once led to upper floors ending suddenly. Since then, the building continued, but instead of building up, Winchester built outwards. The estate transformed into a sprawling structure. While she stayed at the mansion, Sarah slept in a different bedroom every night, never repeating the same rooms two nights in a row. And from 1886 to 1922, construction seemingly never ceased as the original eight-room farmhouse grew into the world's most unusual and sprawling mansion that featured 24,000 square feet, 10,000 window panes, which is more than the Empire State Building, which only has 6,500, 2,000 doors, 160 rooms, 52 skylights, 47 stairways and fireplaces, 17 chimneys, 13 bathrooms, and 6 kitchens, built at a price tag of the $5 million in 1923, or $71 million today. Construction on the house ended with Sarah Winchester's death in September of 1922. It's said that the house underwent 38 straight years of constant construction. In 1975, workers discovered a new room with a lock containing two chairs and a phonograph speaker from 1900. The theory was that Sarah forgot about the room and built around it. A hidden safe was discovered in the ballroom, and inside were the obituaries of her husband and daughter and a lock of her daughter's hair. The house had a lot of new amenities, like indoor plumbing with hot water, three elevators, and wool insulation. And now, the house is haunted. I guess it's possible it was always haunted, but now some of the ghosts are from Sarah Winchester's time. The house is host to both intelligent and residual hauntings. Intelligent hauntings refer to spirits that seem to be aware of the human occupants of a location and interact with them on some level. A residual haunting is where the haunting is more like a film strip. You're witnessing something that plays out again and again, and it doesn't interact at all, or seem to even know that you're there. Often, there are footsteps heard and the slamming of doors in areas that aren't open to the public. There's the odor of homemade chicken soup that comes from the kitchen. The kitchen is inoperable. There's also a rocking chair that is seen rocking on its own. And sometimes visitors will feel a tug on their clothing. But there have been other encounters as well. One morning, as a maintenance worker entered the water tower, he heard footsteps on the floor above. He went to confront the trespasser, but the footsteps always seemed to be one step ahead of him and one floor above. His search ended on the roof, with no one in sight. In the Hall of Fires, named for the large number of fireplaces it holds, a worker was up on a ladder when he felt a tap on his shoulder. He turned, but there was no one there. He went back to his work, and then he felt like a hand was pressing against his back. He was still alone in the room. It didn't take him long to pack up his things and leave. In 1906, the San Francisco earthquake damaged the house, and the legend says that Sarah Winchester became trapped in a room until workers were able to free her. The room was then sealed shut and stayed that way until recently, when it was opened for tours. During a tour, when the group was looking in that room, the guide heard a loud sigh in the hallway. He went out to get the guest and reunite them with the group, but there was no one in the hall. Then the guide saw a ghostly form gliding around the corner. He followed, but didn't see anyone, though he did hear the sigh again. Perhaps it was Sarah Winchester herself, not very happy that the room had been unsealed. There's another famous ghost roaming the halls of the Winchester house, though his fame came about after his death. He's famous because he is one of the most prominent hauntings, that of the former construction worker named Clyde. He's been seen in the grand ballroom and in the basement. Sometimes he's seen working on the fireplaces and pushing a wheelbarrow full of ash or coal. He has thick black hair and a mustache, and is seen wearing white overalls and a broad Victorian hat. The most common report has been the sighting of shadow people. They're seen moving around corners and down hallways and showing up in windows. There are a couple of first-hand accounts of some of the activity. One reads, "We were in the house in the spring of 2017, shooting video of various locations. When we went to the editing bay to put the footage together, we were surprised to find that video taken of the various boilers in the basement had a distinct ripple effect in the middle of the shot. Footage before and after did not contain this type of video static, and it was only centered in the center of the frame, almost as if something was walking in circles in front of us." Another person said, "I often hear footsteps going all the way up the main staircase and then stopping at the top, but there's no one walking up." A tour guide in the house shared this, "I was standing in her bedroom once when suddenly I heard noise coming from the cabinets in the dressing room nearby. The cabinets had been closed, and they're very difficult to open, especially in a short amount of time. When I got into the room, all three cabinet doors were wide open. I checked every place a person could hide or slip out, but there was no one there." Harry Houdini visited the house when he was in town speaking. Houdini was famous not only for his magic, but also for debunking the paranormal. He never provided a detailed summary of his visit, but he did suggest calling it the Winchester Mystery House. But is the mystery house really that mysterious? In a letter written in 1906, Sarah herself wrote that the house looked like a crazy person had built it. Was she crazy? She sent workers away for months at a time, so the story that the house was in continuous construction is not true. The doors and the stairs to nowhere are quite possibly the result of the 1906 earthquake, where areas of the house were destroyed and blocked off. She cared for her staff, and they were intensely loyal to her, and did not share any information about her or her life, leaving locals to speculate. Though people say she received ideas on construction from the great beyond during seances, it's important to know that seances were a social affair at that time. Large groups of people participated in them, not just one little old lady. And it's unlikely that Sarah Winchester felt guilt or responsibility for the manufacture of guns and the deaths that they were associated with. That's a 21st century opinion. During Sarah's time, guns were thought of in a completely different term. They were a part of everyday life, and the mindset at the time would not have lent itself to guilt over making them. I mean, she didn't feel guilty enough to give up her 50% of the shares in the company. There's another theory about the house, and that's that she was building and creating a puzzle full of encryptions inspired by the work of English philosopher Francis Bacon. Clues to the house's meaning are said to be hidden in the ballroom, the Shakespeare windows, and iron gates. And this suggests that Sarah Winchester might have been a member of the secret society known as the Rosicrucians. A third theory of why Sarah Winchester was doing so much construction and designing herself is that she and her late husband designed their home in Connecticut, and she was reliving happier times in her life by designing her new home. No matter what the theory is on why the house was the way that it was, it is definitely haunted. My own personal opinion is that those loyal servants that Sarah took care of are still there taking care of the home. If you're in San Jose, California, you can visit the Winchester Mystery House and see for yourself. The house is open daily except Thanksgiving and Christmas. Advance tickets are required and available through their website at winchestermysteryhouse.com. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can listen to Lurk wherever you find your favorite podcasts or at lurkpodcast.com. On the website, we have all of our episodes along with links to our social media accounts. Make sure you like or follow us on one of them. If you like what you hear, tell a friend and consider giving us a 5-star review. Remember to mark your calendar for June 8th for Withville, Virginia, and June 15th for Sykesville, Maryland. Definitely stop by and say hi if you happen to be in the area. And until next time, keep lurking.